This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
As a man, finding a truly great pair of pants can feel impossible. Some wrinkle the moment you sit down. Others look fine but don't travel well, don't move well, or completely lose their shape throughout the day. When you're flying, commuting, or packing light, most pants just aren't built for real life.
That's why there's Jack Archer. JackArcher.com makes the Jet Setter Tech Pant designed to be the one pair of pants you actually need. Comfortable enough for travel, polished enough for work, and versatile enough for wherever the day takes you. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. With flexible stretch, customizable fit options, and thousands of five-star reviews, these are the pants you'll reach for every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order using code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after. After you yelled, drop it.
What's trending?
Cheddar, mozzarella, Havarti.
Number one on what's trending. We know yesterday in Olathe and in Wyandotte County, there were hearings, meetings going on. There was only a vote, though, at the Olathe City Council. That was where they approved a new tax revenue growth for Chiefs headquarters, practice facility within the district surrounding the development to pay off those star bonds. It was 7-0. Tomorrow night, Wyandotte County is expected, after taking public comments only last night, they are expected to vote to move forward with the stadium district site. There is still a ton of other things that have to work out in the future, but this would be a step forward for the stadium project, and Olathe, as expected, was able to pass that last night.
Next up on What's Trending, sources say LeBron James is expected to stay in L.A. for the rest of the year. Obviously, that of note, as the trade deadline is tomorrow for the NBA. James Harden, the most recent player to get traded, he was got sent to the Cleveland Cavaliers later in the evening last night as well. It's already been, and it always is, a busy trade talk. To some sources that say the Mavs and Raptors are in Anthony Davis trade talks.
Whose sources,
actively,
man?
As well. I don't know. ESPN's. Probably Shams. Is there any other NBA source, or is it just that guy?
He runs everything.
It's really just Shams.
He runs
now.
The show now, man.
No more. I mean, it used to be like two people dueling it out back and forth.
But it's definitely more Shams.
I'll tell you enough. ESPN is saying sources, AD, and talks with Mavs and Raptors. They're definitely quoting Shams at that point. He's their guy.
Mm-hmm. Elsewhere on What's Trending, you guys remember back in Week 16, the altercation that led to DK Metcalf missing some games, right? He touched that fan from the stands, and then the fan had the press conference. Well, the latest on this whole thing is the Lions fan who had the altercation with DK Metcalf, he's now filed a lawsuit seeking $100 million in damages, claiming he was not only physically harmed, he was falsely accused of making racist comments towards Metcalf. He is now suing, among the names, Metcalf, the Steelers, Ford Field Management, Chad Ochocinco, Shea Shea Media, which is Shannon Sharpe's media company, and All Time Sports, all listed as defendants, claiming that they basically, he claimed the incident was sparked by him calling Metcalf by his full name on Shannon Sharpe's podcast. They claim this fan used racial slurs. He says that that report was picked up by multiple outlets, and his attorneys claim that that branded him as a racist on a national scale, and he had death threats and hate mail, and so that's why he's suing.
So not related to this. That guy's showing up in the backwards cabinet. He's got loser energy from the beginning, that guy. From the beginning, that guy. Next up on What's Trending, in a massive announcement as far as sports coverage goes, the Washington Post announced Wednesday that it's eliminating its entire historic, and I do want to emphasize, historic sports department is part of a mass layoff of one-third of its entire staff across all departments. I think this is a real shame and devastating for the sports world to lose the Washington Post sports department, and I'm sad at it at this loss, of course. And that was news earlier today. Yeah. If you go back through, some historic people you think of in the sports media landscape came from that department.
So, it's just wild to think
devastating.
DC has a team with all four of the major sport, all four majors.
And the Washington Post doesn't have a sports department.
That's wild to think about. It really is. That is what's trending. Here on Cody and Gold, coming up in about 35 minutes, we'll get to the random question of the day. If you missed also our conversation earlier with Ross Tucker, who was out in Santa Clara, who's there on Radio Row for the Super Bowl, set the vibe a little bit of what's going on out there. We'll have that for you again in the 1 o'clock hour. But Bobby Wood Jr., Patrick Mahomes, right? Two of the faces of Kansas City on the sports front. It's no secret. We talk all the time about keeping Patrick Mahomes happy and making sure you're building a contender around him. Bobby Wood Jr. is in the same realm, right, in terms of that. If you're the Royals, and I think
one of the five best players in the sport.
I think they, and you and I maybe disagree, but I think since he got the contract, we said, once you sign that, knowing that there's opt-outs in the future, you got to make sure that you prove to him that you're willing to be committed to being competitive in a championship-caliber organization and fielding a team, I should say, around him and taking care of players that you need to keep the core together. And while that does not mean that there's not reasons to be critical of them not going all in on outfield this offseason or whatever, I do think, Cody, with some of the contracts they have handed out, whether it's Mikel, whether it is the contract Seth Lugo got prior to the trade deadline last year, I think they have shown through action that they are trying to honor what we thought they needed to do when it came to Bobby Wood Jr.'s contract.
We're going to win here, Bobby. We promise.
Does that mean that they have done, everything possible to be a championship caliber organization? No. I mean, I think that the outfield situation this offseason is that example. They made a couple moves that I think got them to be much better positioned to have success in the outfield and therefore as a team this year. Did they go and make the move that means there's no question about a single position or a position on the outfield? No. There's a question mark still in center field, whether it's Isbell or Lane Thomas. There's a question mark with Jack Caglione in right field. There's a question mark, I still think, with Isaac Collins if he's your left fielder. While it was promising with what he did in Milwaukee, very small sample size. So they did not go and make that move. But in general, I actually do think they have shown through action that they have honored, if you will, what we thought they needed to do, which is if you're going to sign Bobby Wood Jr. to that deal and you're going to convince him to sign that deal with you, then you need to show him that you're willing to dedicate. Go ahead.
No, I was going to, I thought you were going to finish the sentence. Sorry. Dedicate the resources to him. But so the way I look at this, Gold, is I'm not disagreeing that they have done something, but for the same conversation we had last week, the number and the cost and the payroll, about the same. So the moves they're making now, sure, I guess in 2015, maybe they were signing a couple of free agents, those numbers, and instead they're keeping in-house guys. They're just buying out Arbiers. Lots of teams do that. That is different operationally than they've been before, but I don't think that that's operationally big enough for the let's keep Bobby Wood Jr. happy. I want to see them make a move, a power move, about trying to win a World Series with Bobby Wood Jr. here. And I understand
doesn't that require years. Them, I think, for them to be, let's say it's the trade deadline and they're in first place, the AL Central. That's to me when they make that move, not when they're chasing a wild card spot.
I guess I want them to do it not because the previous organization did it when it was time. I'm saying because you have Bobby Wood Jr., it's time. I don't need to wait to see the standings to want the either big offseason signing of big dollars to a free agent. And I'm not saying Kyle Tucker necessarily, but like a bigger free agent deal than they've been willing to hand out the money. Or the massive trade you're mentioning at a deadline deal where you make the big swing for the player. The last time when they won the World Series, they made that move because the team was right and the team was right around it and they made a conservative play. I'm saying because you have Bobby Wood Jr., I would be more aggressive before you know the full complete answer than I've ever been because I am about making sure that Bobby Wood Jr. stays here as many years as possible. Look, they've still got some years of control. They don't have to rush this thing. They don't have to speed things up. And I understand his buyouts don't start until, or his opt-outs don't start until what, 29, 30? So they got a little bit of time on this thing. But for that, and the way that their roster is currently constructed, Gold, everyone's under contract. The entire infield's under contract. The entire outfield's under contract for years. the starting pitching staff, while it's not all under contract, some of it is. And I would say the strength of the current minor league system would be to replace those players in the next 2 or 3 years as well. So if you could tell me one more big swing player, one more big swing addition could be the difference between you guaranteeing a playoff spot and giving Bobby Wood Jr. a chance to shine in a playoff run and just hoping for a playoff spot and then deciding to make the move, I'd do it. But I would treat it like the Patrick Mahomes thing. We just talk about it more with quarterback. We talk about keeping Mahomes happy, surrounding him with talent. We just talk about that in football more, but they're hindered more than baseball. Baseball, you can actually do it whenever you want.
I think the part that is more than fair to discuss, as we have for a couple weeks over at the offseason, is have they gone and made the move, you know, this particular offseason that takes advantage of an AL Central that they weren't worlds off of what the top teams were. And they also, at the same time, I think have seen the AL Central go out and not do much as a whole this offseason. In fact, as much as you might be frustrated with the Royals offseason, nobody else in this division did a damn thing in the offseason. The frustration, I think, is fair if you're going to say, well, take advantage of nobody else doing all that much. Why don't you try to surpass them?
Take a biggest step forward, sure.
I'll push back on this narrative, though, that like they're way off of their competition in the division. I think they're right there with the Tigers and the Guardians. The frustrating part is, did you have an opportunity this offseason to put yourself in a really, really good spot to go and be the favorite all of a sudden maybe in the division? They did not do that. They did not do it to that move to where you should feel like they're the team to beat in this division or anything like that. Could they have done that? Yeah, it's very like this is always my frustration when we talk about this kind of stuff, because I get it from the fan point of view, which is like, well, yeah, go sign whoever. Yeah, but like again,
sign Kyle Tucker. I'm not even that crazy.
But I want them to do more as well. But like if your argument always is just that, well, I want them to spend $40 more million. Well, sure, but like that's I think it's pretty evident that's not ever the world that they're really going to exist in.
Admittedly, I don't know, and this would be maybe the next time we have JJ Piccolo on, he can speak to the business side of this a little bit. How much does the idea that they are likely to see at least a 50% reduction in TV rights deal revenue this season, and for the foreseeable future, I might add, because of being taken under MLB's arm. Now, here's the thing. That applies to 13 teams in baseball, which is why I want it to be universalized, and put together and all this other stuff, and universal rights, and negotiated that way, collectively bargained, everything. But, like, they just got hit with a sledgehammer. I mean, that'd be the same as having to buy out Hunter Renfro 4 times, you know? And they talk about how hard those decisions are financially sometimes when they have to just give up on a player even though they're paying them. And by the way, they only have one candidate for that this year, and that's India. If India struggles, they're going to get halfway through the year and be like, what the hell are we going to do?
If India ends up with his own barbecue sandwich this year, then we are in big trouble. Big trouble. That has been a
Why
jinx.
Why has that been a death sentence?
That has been a jinx. Whatever player ends up with their
only
own
named Hunter, though.
True. But if you end up with your own barbecue sandwich, typically it doesn't bode well for you. Usually it's a sign that things are about to end for you. So hopefully they don't have that going on. You know?
Not that we didn't know it wasn't going to take place, by the way, but over on Instagram, Argentina did officially say that they're going to make Kansas City their base camp for the upcoming 2026 Olympics. So somebody messaged that to me, so I just want to make sure that we knew that. Said after a comprehensive final report, it was concluded that Kansas City would be the ideal place for face of competition accordingly to the distances between cities and mainly to the amenities for the delegation. They announced on Instagram on Wednesday. Argentina had not shared officially which Kansas City base camp it will be set up in, but they will be an official base camp here in KC.
Okay.
That's good. I mean, official. People thought the fact that they're going to get 4 base camps, this city's going to be nuts, dude. Kansas City is going to be
600,000 people or whatever.
I think I'm having a hard time conceptually understanding the amount of like little things that are going to make your life harder. Now, cool, because the World Cup's in your town. It is the biggest event.
What are you talking about? You're leaving town, man.
Do you know where I'm leaving town to? A different World Cup.
I don't even want
to
hear
it. I'm screwed either way.
Our city is about to host one of the biggest events you could ever host, and you're leaving town.
I gotta go to my daughter's dance.
You're leaving town. Are you Airbnb-ing? Did you decide? Have you made a decision with your wife?
We have not come to that determination, but I have looked into the process and will continue to pursue that because it's gonna be nuts. The amount of money, I haven't even looked at it since they announced all these host cities are going to be here. What do you think what do you think, like the week I'm gone, what do you think a a house for, let's say, how many guests do you think could stay in my house? Three bedrooms, four baths. There's a small finished basement.
Six?
Let's say six. Six guests. What's that for? Seven nights. Cheerful Home in Merriam, $4,213.
Cheerful Home in Merriam.
For a three-bedroom renovated cottage.
Yeah, did you, I mean, I'm telling you, you guys could pay for your entire Dallas trip if you Airbnb.
$6,826. Apartment in Kansas City that has three bedrooms. For the 7 nights that I'm gone, $4,723. Home in Raytown, four bedrooms.
So Cody, I mean,
$7,428.
If you talked yourself into staying with some friends or whatever, you can make an extra $5,000 on
$10,000.
I saw the report. Was it the KC Business Journal, whoever reported that England is staying at they just rented out this hotel or whatever, in Prairie Village, right off of, I don't know if it's off by the Country Club or whatever it is. A lot of people also mentioning the sandwich comment. They said, Vinny has a sandwich. Yeah, not a barbecue sandwich, though. The issue is having a barbecue sandwich attached to your name. It's not been a good thing for Royals players. His is an Italian beef sandwich or whatever it is.
It's different.
It's different. Can't have the barbecue sandwich attached to your name as a baseball player. Has not had good stretch here the last 3 or 4 years.
This is a home listed, I would say, within a 5-minute drive of my current home. It is three bedrooms, 2.5 baths, so it is a very similar size to my own home.
Okay.
They are asking for $5,689 for those 7 minutes.
We've been talking about this for a month. You guys got to make a decision here.
I got to talk my wife into it. I'll just rent this place out. I don't care.
Make a decision, man.
Honestly, part of it is because the dance trips are expensive. You're right. It could fully fund the whole thing.
Perfect.
It's a net zero.
It sounds like Drew will even. It sounds like he's going to offer to.
You have nowhere to stay. You have nowhere to stay if you stay with me. If that's where you're going with
Drew,
this.
Can check up on the property while you're gone. You know, he can just drive by, make sure it's not burning.
Will one of you guys be the cell phone like property management if they have any issues like getting in?
That's what I'm saying. That's Drew.
No,
I'll give you $100.
Drew's closer.
$300.
Deal.
Oh, see how quick he got there. Gold was waiting for the number before he agreed. Yet, but
you're not going to agree to that? You just pick up the phone if there's a problem?
Drew, you're a nice guy. You'd help me out.
I understand that. But knowing me, there will be a problem, and I will not know how to solve it, and then you're still going to get a phone call.
Actually, great question, Drew. So today, I ordered a new microwave to go after I finished the backsplash. It's actually ready for pickup at Nebraska Furniture Mart. I don't live near Nebraska Furniture Mart. You do. You could save me a trip, and I could just pick it up here at the station tomorrow. Would you pick up the microwave for me?
I mean, I guess I can.
Drew, tell him no. Drew, just tell him no.
Why? It's right by his house.
You're going to make him go pick up a microwave for you?
You know what, honestly? No, but I want to know if he would do it. It was just a matter of finding out whether Drew would agree to do it. He said yes. See? Drew's just a nice guy. What would your answer have been if it was right by your house? Let's say there's a business up 2 blocks from your house. And I had to order something at the Target.
A microwave might be the biggest thing that I could get because my car is small and I don't put it
in the back of the car for you.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't know if I can get anything bigger than a microwave.
Sure, but if all of a sudden it was like a refrigerator or something, yeah,
chance. You got that Bronco? There's probably some
I don't know
space.
If a fridge would fit. If I had the F-150, I don't know if a fridge is fitting in the Bronco. Maybe with the seats down. I don't know.
You know? But if I had asked you and said, hey, man, I think for my kid, they don't have it at the Target by your house. I don't have time to go to the Target by your house. Will you do the pickup order for me?
I probably would. For one item, if they bring it out to the car, I don't have to get in and go inside the store.
Yeah. Had to be a one-off.
Yeah, probably so. I'm just confused why, and I guess, could you not have it shipped to you or something? Like, why, what, you know what I mean?
It was like $150 to have it shipped to me. That's insane. I'm very proud of that.
Wait, really?
Yes.
Because they have to deliver. It's like a true they added to the
pick
delivery.
Up the store, nothing. So.
Someone says Drew's going to need an ID to pick it up, though. How are you going to pull that off?
You can add a person at just add a pickup person.
Drew, perfect. Sounds like Cody's clearing up every possible excuse you might have.
So if you don't mind, just grab that microwave for me. It'd be great. Nah, I'll go after work to get it, Drew.
You give me $300 off, I'll pick up the microwave for you.
Well, I could just pay $150 to them. You got to at least undercut them.
By the way, I must say microwave like. Is this like an overhead microwave? Like what are we over the oven or what?
Yeah, over the oven.
Okay, because I'm like, if you're just buying like a regular microwave, what are we like, doing here? Like just go buy a damn microwave.
It's like the vent fan.
Like the stainless steel vent fan. Oh, the fancy one for you and your Chipino dishes.
What do you mean fancy
and
one?
The silverware.
It's a regular microwave that goes above the stove.
You heard Nate Taylor talking about remodeling his whole kitchen, so now here we go.
I'm in the process of doing that.
Okay.
I got paint samples. That's what's next. Gotta paint the cabinets.
How much do you think Nate is Nate paying for the whole thing, or is Nate doing some of it? Like you were
essentially
doing.
No, Nate paid somebody to do it. I saw the workers there when I went to his house to deliver some enchiladas.
There you go.
Definitely paid someone to do it. I'm not saying Nate can't do it. I just don't think he did.
You hear that, Nate?
I don't know how handy Nate is.
That's exactly what he said.
I think that was where that...
I called Nate not man enough to renovate his own kitchen.
Is that where the ESPN money comment came from?
Now we're getting Nate Taylor's wallet over here.
Mm-hmm. We got different checks at ESPN and Odyssey.
What?
One pays more than the other.
I thought it was the exact same.
The four-letter network's got a...
The mothership, as people call it.
I thought it was the same. I thought we all made the exact same amount.
Can I ask you a question about whether or not you believe something or not? I saw this headline today.
That's a really loaded question.
The moon, is it real? Yeah. No. I saw a headline that says Tom Brady claims he is not rooting for the Patriots in this upcoming Super Bowl. And my initial instinct is BS. Like, are you serious? Are you seriously here to tell me that you're not going to root for it? And then I decided if I take him at his premise, and that he's telling the truth and that he's not actively rooting for the Patriots. Well, then if I were a Patriots fan, screw you, man. Are you kidding? If I were a Chiefs fan in 15 years from now, Patrick Mahomes was retired. I don't care if he owns part of a different team or is an NFL broadcaster or maybe just hired or helped hire the head coach from the other team in the game. You played for me for 20 years. Your only job for the rest of that time is to at least pretend to enjoy wearing red and gold as a Chiefs member. If Patrick Mahomes said this, it would frustrate me. If I were a Patriots fan, I would be mad at Tom Brady for saying that. What do you mean you're not rooting for the Patriots in the Super Bowl? We spent our whole lives together.
So
how can you say that?
I would be upset as well. I would say this is another reminder that this goes back to whenever we talk about, with the exception of probably franchise quarterbacks, in fairness, with free agents, and you get attached to a player maybe that he becomes a fan favorite and all that. Ultimately, you're a fan of the team, right? And this is the perfect example of that. You, the fan, deep down, you care more about the team than the player. I'm sorry. Like, you just do from a fan perspective. You look at it like 20 years from now, you were a fan long before that player ever was on your team. You're a fan long after that player leaves your team. But to see somebody like Tom Brady not root for your franchise, that's a tough pill to swallow. But in general, man, like, players come and go. Brady's admittedly a little bit different, but like, players come and go. You root for your team because you like the team, not because of a particular player. We've even gotten this with Drew about Joe Burrow. Like, ultimately, like, he's a Joe Burrow fan, but like, he's going to still be, I think, a Cincinnati Bengals fan if he doesn't finish his career there, because players come and go, but you're still a fan of said team. And this is a good reminder of that.
Even though he owns part of the Raiders, even though he's a broadcaster, like, he tries to seem like maybe he's got to seem impartial. Not a single person on the planet would think it was weird that Tom Brady said, yeah, I'm rooting for the Patriots. That's not weird.
That's
a logical sentence to complete. So, like, this idea, like, even Raiders fans who...
But he is an owner. Do you think he's just doing it because he is part of another franchise right now? Like, if Tom Brady truly had no allegiance to another franchise, do you think he actually would have said it? Like, maybe. I think that's part of this.
So, would you be happier if Tom Brady said, not even that he was rooting for him, but just, it would be kind of cool to see them win? Would you be cool with that?
It's still taking the easy way out. Like, if I'm a Raiders fan and I'm happy that Tom Brady's a part of my organization, why, like... This doesn't make any sense. Why would I, if Tom Brady bought part of the Chiefs instead of the Raiders, why would I be mad at Tom Brady? Unless they're playing the Raiders in the AFC Championship game, or they're playing a different team. Let's say he owned part of the Seahawks. Unless they're playing them in the game, it is, in my opinion, 100% safe to say, yes, I'm rooting for the team that I am a Hall of Famer for, that I won 5 championships with. That's not weird. And honestly,
his attachment to Boston might be different. This was from 98.5, the Sports Hub in Boston. One of their hosts talking about Tom Brady and the city.
He just does not give a crap about Boston or Patriots fans or the Patriots. He doesn't. And we've had a few of those. Like, I've always sort of equated him to Larry Bird. How often did he ever come back?
No, rarely.
So Brady's like Bird in this. He does not give a crap about Boston, the Patriots, or any of you. He just doesn't. He left no mark when he was here, hardly. He's left no mark since he left.
I assume they're meaning in the community with that.
I think Larry Bird would also root for the Pacers more because he's from Indiana. He is, of course, partially an owner. Though. He coached there. I think he would rather the Pacers win a title than the Boston Celtics.
It's crazy to me. Now, look, if this guy's just trying to convince me that Tom Brady is selfish and only cares about himself, that might track. But again, that's why it would frustrate me if it was Dude, if Joe Burrow did that, it doesn't matter. Like, just think of
if
like
Aaron Rodgers was asked, like, would he be if they were in the, if the Packers least, were there, would you want
to? At least they ran him out of town. Look, it's not even apples to apples to say Aaron Rodgers rooting for them versus Tom Brady and the Patriots. This is like George Brett. If they asked him if the Royals were in the World Series, like, hey man, you want to root for the Royals in the World Series? Like, hell no.
Well,
I don't. I know Brett's, that, but like, it is the same as Tom Brady because you're an all-time legend.
No, but is George Brett presently a part of an ownership group in another city? Is he also a broadcaster?
In fairness, like, I mean, it would be if George Brett owned part of the Guardians or whatever. I don't know. But even so, I don't think anybody would ever blame you for saying, "Yes, I root for the team."
Someone's right. Hey, also, I mean, he likes Robert Kraft, but they chose Belichick instead of him. Now, since then, they've had a ceremony where they have a statue of Tom Brady outside of Gillette Stadium. And they just had that to begin this season, didn't they? Didn't that get built or constructed?
Because, again, that's the part. They built a stadium for you or a statue for you. You know, like, I don't know.
Someone says Brady's head coach for the team he owns, coaches for Seattle. Yeah, that absolutely. But, like, that's you hire coaches. Like, Clint Kubiak has likely become the next head coach of the Raiders.
Yeah,
but
Kubiak doesn't want to be the head coach now because he said he's rooting for the Patriots, the team he won five Super Bowls with.
Like, you know my opinion. Boston, though, like, I can't blame him, you know? Maybe he doesn't want to associate with some of those people up there. Hard to blame him.
Yeah, that I can't.
Mm-hmm. Up next, let's talk about the game a little bit more, though. Some of the mismatches between the Patriots and the Seahawks, and we'll get to the random question of the day right here on 96.5 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Buying pants shouldn't take this much effort. Too many options, inconsistent sizing, and styles that don't work across your day. You want something comfortable, sharp, and reliable without guessing, returning, or buying 5 different pairs. That's why there's Jack Archer.
Ah, yes, jackarcher.com simplifies everything with the Jet Setter Tech Pant. One versatile pair designed to take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Easy to wear, easy to style, and easy to shop for. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. They stretch, breathe, and hold their shape, giving you a consistent fit and polished look every time. Backed by thousands of 5-star reviews, they're the dependable pants you'll reach for daily.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit, which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
It's almost President's Day, and this year I've got a winning strategy for saving big. I'm skipping the phony sales and instead scoring everyday low prices on my favorite pieces from Bob's Discount Furniture. When I shop Bob's, I get more of what I love. More style, more storage, more comfort, more choices, even more years on that precious mattress warranty. All for a fraction of the cost of what you pay at other stores. So this President's Day weekend, stop in or shop online and see how much more you can save when you dare to compare at Bob's.
When I'm gone tomorrow, is Jay Binkley going to do Professor Tapp?
I just texted
Binkley. Substitute teacher?
It's actually funny you brought that up. We didn't talk during the break about this, but yeah, I was texting Bink about stuff for tomorrow's show because, yeah, you're out tomorrow. Bink will be in.
Got field trip with
the
kid.
We'll certainly be talking draft tomorrow. No Professor Bink tomorrow. We'll do a snitch line tomorrow.
We'll do
a snitch line tomorrow. Yeah, no Professor Bink. I think we'll just roll with a little snitch line, which should be fun.
Okay, we'll keep that in mind at least. Plus, tomorrow, on Friday, I want to talk about when Creed Humphrey wins, you know, Protector of the Year.
Yeah, it's not happening.
I'm going to cash that, you know, 27-1. Is that what it was? No, I can't. 22-1. 22-1. Yeah. No, 27-1.
Was it 27?
I think you said 27. 27-1 ticket.
I don't think you're going to cash that ticket. It's going to be Panay Sewell or Joe Tooney or somebody like that. But I'm glad you, for another
another 28 hours or so, you're going to believe.
Are you going to watch the NFL Honors to react live as it comes out?
That seems unlikely.
Okay.
That just seems boring. Kidding.
We will talk a little bit about it tomorrow.
I haven't watched the NFL Honors, I don't think, at all.
They make real TV shows that are, like, interesting. I have decided to pick up the new Game of Thrones series. I decided, you know what? If I start from the beginning, I can try to get into it versus I didn't get into the first reboot or, like, retelling with, like,
No, I never watched it.
So I didn't get into that one. So I'm like, I'm going to start on this one. And the first two episodes, immediately just egregious classic Game of Thrones stuff.
Really?
Like, mm-hmm. In the first episode, not to spoil anything.
Yeah, thanks
This
for
isn't
going to
spoil any part of the plot. In the first episode, there's a guy who's just like crapping behind a tree. So you're like, okay. And then in the second episode, they put a prosthetic on a guy that could only be described as like down to his knee. Like a double Chris Jones. And you're like, this seems unnecessary,
okay,
you know?
Okay.
So that's what you can look forward to with the new HBO Game of Thrones series. If anybody else is watching it, they know what I'm talking about. So that's all.
That is 5 inches difference.
Bank will be filling in tomorrow.
You guys going to talk a little football?
No.
Or are you thinking you're
actually, I was thinking with having Bink on tomorrow, zero football, just NBA, Olympics, and baseball. And nothing on college football, nothing on the NFL, nothing with the Super Bowl.
I asked that question. That is on par with asking, is this a must-win game about the Super Bowl?
Did you see somebody,
are you going to talk some football with Bink?
Somebody tagged us on Twitter. Apparently, that is a yearly thing this individual does with coaches.
Hmm? Oh, really?
Yes.
He asks every coach, is it a must-win game? That's his
shtick? Apparently, that is a thing. Awful Announcing posted something about it.
Doesn't feel like it's that good of a bit.
No. I mean, I didn't realize it was a bit, but okay.
I didn't know it was either until somebody sent us the story this morning.
This is the question I would ask about it, and then we can talk about the upcoming game and some of the mismatches that exist in it. For a bit to work, I think it is very important that it is funny. Is it funny when every year he's just like, is it a must-win game? I think that for 1 year, I think that is funny. For 20 years, it's not. So if you've been doing it every year, not funny anymore. So
there's Cody's analysis of the situation.
That's it. Somebody says, I'm sorry, your dragon show sucks. I mean, you guys can't watch you liked the original Game of Thrones.
Loved it. Yeah.
So you might like this one.
One of the great series. I know the ending wasn't what everybody wanted, but a great series.
I had some trouble there at the end. Couldn't quite put it all together there, but we'll see. Let's talk about the upcoming game. Obviously, the Super Bowl is on Sunday. We're all still depressed. The Chiefs, not even close. Honestly, I've long since accepted they weren't going to be a Super Bowl team. I don't know. Maybe after that Dallas loss on Thanksgiving Day. I don't remember when I gave up, but it was probably right around then. For any hope that this team was going to like magically put it together and stretch together wins after wins. This game, to me, has some blowout potential because I think the two biggest mismatches on the entire field are Seattle's offensive line versus the defensive line, that of New England, and the defensive line of Seattle against their offensive line. They have not been able to protect Drake May, and as a result of that, he's making a ton of mistakes. And against Seattle, the most complete team in the NFL, you can't make a bunch of mistakes and win football games. You can do that in some snowy game in Denver. You can do that against C.J. Stroud. You can cough it up a few times and still cruise your way to victory. Against Seattle, so much as one turnover, and what I think might end up being a big factor in this game, special teams, they both have really good returners. One mistake, as it did probably on either side of the games, both in Denver and for Seattle, the special teams mistake or non-mistake for other teams ended up being the difference. I think that they have a problem in the trenches, New England. And I'm not sure how they overcome that unless Drake May just plays remarkably better.
He's going to have to play better, I think, for them to win. I know the path that has gotten to this point in time. He hasn't played well. They've overcome it. I think offensively, Seattle is better than what they faced from any of these teams so far in the playoffs. So that's the case. I do think both quarterbacks, though, as much as Sam Darnold deserves every bit of props, I should say, what he did in the NFC title game, both quarterbacks, you can make a case that neither one has given you enough confidence to feel like neither could go out there and have a multiple turnover game. Right? Like Drake May is more than capable of also having a multiple turnover game. Sam Darnold, as great as he was in the NFC title game,
he, of course, could still go out there. And if I told you guys he threw two interceptions, I don't think you would be shocked. That's the weird situation we have with two quarterbacks that have not really, are not proven quarterbacks. Despite one being an MVP candidate and the other one playing at a very, very high level this year. So as much as we can say, oh, did Sam Darnold show you enough in the last game to make you think that everything is all good? Yeah, he answered all the questions, but you know how this works. Sam Darnold still could go out there, just like Drake May could, and have multiple turnovers, and immediately all the goodwill that Sam Darnold has built up among fans, yeah, people will turn on him in a second.
I just think, like, and so somebody on the text line says, could, if you watch football, the Patriots defensive line is saying it's worse than Seattle's offensive line is absurd. This goes back to the, I don't hold it against them for getting there. New England's entire defensive line, including in this postseason, in my opinion, has been propped up by their absolutely soft as hell schedule. They have faced no one. I'm not sure they faced a single good offense the entire year except Buffalo. Like, period. Like, how many of these teams ranked in the top 10 of points per game? I'm looking at the whole schedule.
Yeah. Does any of that matter Buffalo? Anymore, though, man? Like, truly.
No.
It really doesn't matter anymore.
But from a matchup perspective, I also understand where their talent is. And I think part of the reason, because New England's defense has played its best, legitimately, admittedly, peaking at the best possible time. And they are buoyed. Their defensive line is helped by how good their secondary is. They got some really good corners. And so I think that that part really helps them. The reason why I think their defense has looked as good as it has in the postseason is they faced Denver in half of a snowstorm. So half of the game was like there. And it was Jared Stidham at quarterback for the whole game. Houston and CJ Stroud, I just straight up had the yips in the playoffs. And so, like, they didn't have to do anything against him offensively.
Oh, Darnold's the best quarterback and right now.
Chargers had no offensive line by the time they got there.
Based on play, Sam Darnold in this offense that the Patriots are facing is the best that they have seen in a long time. I'll give you that. I think that goes without saying based off of what you laid out there with the quarterback play. I mean, this is why I don't think it's a game in which Drake May can just be below average or average. And they still win because of the offense they're going to face. Now, does Drake May have to go out there and throw for 350 and three touchdowns? No. And Sam Darnold doesn't need to either. Sam Darnold does not, in my opinion, have to replicate what he just did against the Rams. Because, again, the Rams offensively are a much better unit than what Drake May and the Patriots have been. So this is why, you know, we can get our favorite bets on Friday and all that. Like, I kind of like the under in the game. I kind of like it to be maybe a little uglier than you would typically want in a Super Bowl. I think there's a real chance that it's not a wide open football game. It's not, to me, going to be what we saw Rams Seahawks, which looked like a Super Bowl just a couple weeks ago. The total for the game is 45.5. I kind of think it goes under.
Yeah, I think it could be ugly, but I'm just like, I think the blowout potential really is there. As in Seattle, in retrospect, right? As we mentioned, like, the does anything matter now? In retrospect, Seattle's been the most complete team all year. They have played the most complete football. Like, I mean, just across the board, universally. I think they're hurt more than people want to admit by Charbonnet's absence, even though Walker's the better overall
the pass game
back.
I'm with you. Yeah,
I think that there's, and you need kind of all complements of your game in order to make it work. And there is still part of me, while he's buried almost all of it, is there part of me that worries Darnold will just see a ghost? Yeah. I think that's fair. But at the same time, who are you more worried about would just have one of those games, as in a, like, what happened, the lights got too bright, it fell apart? At this point, I'd have to bet that the more likely culprit in this game is May, because he's played three postseason games this year and hasn't played good in any of them. And so, like, at least Darnold, who did play terribly in the postseason last year, his biggest and brightest spotlight was against the Rams, and he went toe-for-toe with Stafford. He went right up against McVay and scored over and over again. And I know the one game doesn't make a difference. My guess is that it ends up being close.
I don't hate Rashid Shaheed
anytime touchdown for what it's worth, as the text line said.
Yeah, Friday we can get into some of the fun prop bets that are out there. There's the obvious ones, but then there's some crossover. And I know not all of them are bettable in Kansas or Missouri, but we'll have some fun with the Gatorade stuff and National Anthem.
Yeah.
Halftime show props and all that kind of stuff.
We'll spread them throughout the show on Friday. You know,
I'm sure you got the same email. I was sent a list of like a million different Super Bowl props.
Yeah, we'll have some fun with it. They're never ending for this game.
Random question.
Random question today brought to you by Kansas City Urology Care at KCUC. Remember, you see the best in KC. Visit kcurology.com today. For you, Gold, you, Drew, text line 913-586-7965 or on YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, and Facebook. Live stream the show 4 hours every single day. So you can catch us over there, like and subscribe on YouTube. Pop to the top of your feed. I will say, always sports betting. Every time of this year, I'm reminded, I have never in my entire life played a Super Bowl squares game. And I don't feel like this is going to be the year, being honest.
I did one time like when I was in high school.
It's not my favorite thing to do.
You have done it?
I've done it because a lot of people will tie in it for charities or organizations.
Yeah, it's always like my son's baseball team, my daughter's dance squad.
So I've done it for that reason a few times. Like some of the sports books, you can do squares right in the app too. It's not something I think there's other interesting ways to bet it versus squares, but I get why it's a great opportunity for a lot of people.
If I did one for my daughter's dance comp, you'd probably buy a square, right?
I would.
I'm not planning on that.
Are you saying there is that?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'd probably rather do that than sell like popcorn.
I'm in a playoff.
At least that way I can like win my money back.
I'm in a playoff guillotine league and there's two of us left, obviously. It's the Super Bowl, so I got that rolling.
You got a chance.
It's already over. Because you draft and you draft, but you don't know who's going to advance. So you got to play the game of think about it. So the person that advanced, he had Stafford, Kyron Williams, Puka, whatever. Anyway, he has nobody to pick up. So like my roster already had Patriots and Seahawks. I had a majority of both those teams. So it's already over. He's out there hoping that, you know,
Rashid Shaheed.
What is it? Bobo or whatever.
Yeah, Jake Bobo.
He's hoping. That's what he needs. It's just, anyway.
Pick up who you can pick up.
It's already over.
My random question today, though, relates to a business over by UMKC, believe it or not. I was getting a coffee at a coffee shop down there, and there's like a place that sells exclusively hot dogs. I mean, at least that seemingly is their business.
A hot dog stand?
No, it's like it's a storefront, like a part of this strip over there. And whatever there, I don't remember the name, so I apologize.
All right.
But they obviously, and they said, of course you need a hot dog or whatever, and it's all in the stuff. But they have a sign outside their door that says, beat the owner in foosball, get a free hot dog. So the question I have for you today is, if you ran a small business and you made it a competition to beat you in something that you could do in a small setting in order to get a free item from your business, what would you do? You know? So what is that? Would you make them beat you in darts, foosball, beat you at the golf simulator, something within like a reasonable range of space?
Yeah.
Can't just be anything. This man wants to, he must be very good at foosball if he's offering to get you in there to try to beat him in it. What's the game of chance you would like?
So it's got to be like a bar game.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Or it could be a Mario Kart race. I don't care. Whatever thing you think fits your skill set that you would regularly win, you know?
I mean, if we can go away from the bar games, then I would say Madden or something like that. Otherwise, air hockey or Golden Tee would be, because those are usually sometimes at bars, at least the Golden Tee is.
Which one do you think you're better at?
Air hockey. I mean, air hockey, you don't really have to do much. You know what I mean?
Like, no, but there's got to be people who are just like people.
But people are way better at Golden Tee, though. That's a tough one. I would say air hockey if I had to. I'm not a big darts guy at the bar. I don't know. Do you play darts at a bar a lot?
I like playing darts. Yeah. I don't play them all the time.
Some people are
not very good, ridiculous
at it. So.
Like if you said three darts, highest score wins, I don't feel like I can't compete against. I'm not going to do that. Mario Kart 64, I might be able to get away with. Chugging a beer, multiple answers over in the text line. Is that Jay Binkley texting in? Somebody says I would run a barcade and rounds of Smash Brothers. That'd be good.
Ooh.
Smash Bros. Is actually a good one if you're good at the game.
Do they have any barcades here?
We have several versions
of those. Up, down, and...
There's a couple of them in town, yeah.
Someone's a Papa Shot. I feel like that's a classic.
I mean, but you got to be
sure. Drew's probably mastered
it at
this
point. Drew, are you a great Papa? You got to be a great Papa Shot player.
He's going Dave and Buster's every Wednesday night. He's probably great.
Papa Shot, though.
I suck at Papa Shot because I take it too. I take too long to grab the ball and go to shoot. I'm not like the people who...
Throw it up quick.
No.
What are you trying to like... Do step back before you hit the shot.
Throw it up quick as possible.
I do mess around every now and then, and you know, do like a little step back or something like that.
It's a game of speed.
Shoot my eyes closed.
I know that,
which is why I'm bad at it.
I think it'd be fun to do like card games, like War or one. You know, like one of those that just take too long. But yeah, I wouldn't mind a card game. That's probably where my game of chance is better.
People have said the name of the hot dog place that you were thinking of.
Oh, they named it
Ding Dong Dogs. Does that sound
Ding
familiar?
Dong Dogs?
Yeah, that sounds right.
There you go. There used to be a hot dog place down the street from us. Station.
Oh, really?
I mean, I'm talking way back.
Somebody said CDOT thinks nobody could beat him in NBA Jam.
The arcade version? I don't know. If he plays it a lot, I would believe it.
If it were Dave and Buster's, if I had to pick like a Dave and Buster's game, it would be the basically like hitting the clowns, like knocking the clowns down. Like you,
like they hit the mole game? Like throwing it to hit the clown.
I think I would be pretty solid at that.
How much is a hot dog? You're going to go through play this game to get a $2.50 hot dog?
I imagine it ding dong dogs. God, I don't want to say this right. I imagine maybe it's a slightly more gourmet, you know, Chicago style. I could be wrong, but I imagine it's like you get a lot of different toppings. It appears you can.
They have a Roo Up dog, a Mountaineer, Chicago dog, all kinds of different places. You want me to check the prices? You want to know?
Sure.
Like what I'm playing for, if that's the case? $7.
Okay.
What am I going to do? Play him in one round of foosball, first to 11?
He's going
to
kick your ass. What
I mean,
like.
Look, I got. In fairness, I worked at a place in which we had a foosball table, and so I probably played 5 games of foosball a day for a year. So I'm not the worst foosball player that's ever existed, because I've played a decent amount of foosball, I guess, compared to like average society.
How about air hockey? I feel like air hockey
Air hockey feels like it's got a little bit of a luck component versus like, what is this guy? Like an air hockey pro? How much time does he have to play this game? Like I think Mario Kart 64 would be high up on my list. Is there a video game that you remember being the best at?
As a kid?
Like that nobody else is still playing, right?
A video game?
Because if you say Mario Kart 64, no one else is still playing that. So just as long as we do no shortcuts, which I can do those too, then I can compete.
Anymore? Probably not. I mean, I was very good at Mario Party as a kid, but I don't think I would be good at that at all now.
My sister would be Mario Kart for sure. Like on the Wii, she can pick up the controller and win any race against anybody.
It's pretty
way back when, like GoldenEye on you know, that on N64, that was a game I was very good at. But now you go back and try to play it on Xbox because you can, and I'm terrible.
No good?
Yeah. You lost it. And the graphics now stink. Back then you didn't know they stink. And so it just
I keep trying to convince my kids to play some of the old
games. I think beer pong, or it didn't even have to be beer, it could be whatever. Like you just play beer pong with water. It doesn't matter. Like I think beer pong I'm pretty solid at.
That is the random question of the day. There was a big trade that just went down right as we started the random question of the day. In the NBA, the trade deadline is on Thursday. The Dallas Mavericks are trading 10-time NBA All-Star Anthony Davis, along with some other pieces, but Davis the headliner there, to the Wizards. So Dallas receives a 2026 Thunder first-round pick and a 2030 protected Warriors first-round pick in the deal from the Wizards, along with second-rounders in 26, 27, and 29.
It's a heck of a haul for the Mavs.
The Wizards, though, acquiring Anthony Davis, Jaden Hardy, D'Angelo Russell, and Dante Exum.
They didn't learn any lesson. They fired their GM and got one who had 2 cents between his brain.
Well, I mean, Anthony Davis was always getting traded. But, like, everybody acknowledged
Cody, in terms of they learned their lesson of, you look at the haul that the Mavs got, and it's significantly more than what they got for Luka.
Which is crazy.
Nuts. Yeah. There was a bigger haul, I think, for Jaren Jackson, single-handedly, I believe, than there was for Trae Young and Luka.
But again, I don't think it counts as learning a lesson. It's just a different person making the deal.
But for the Wizards,
the idiot who made the last deal isn't in charge anymore.
100%.
Nico Harrison got canned.
100%.
But if you're the Wizards now, okay, so you already traded for Trae Young, and now you got Anthony Davis, and you've got Alex, what's his name? Oh my gosh. Sar. You've got him as well? Like, okay.
Anthony Davis can't stay healthy, man. That man's injured again this year. That dude can't play. Yeah. If you're in the Mavs, though, you get those picks. AJ Johnson is a top 10 pick. That dude can shoot. He is a very good player.
I'm surprised
they got rid of him.
I mean, the Mavs are building their core around Cooper Flagg, of course, as they should. And then you hope that you can hit on some of these picks.
Kyrie's going to come back?
Yep.
Are the Wizards the worst run NBA franchise? They seem pretty meaningless. Getting traded to the Wizards feels like getting sent to exile. Them are the Kings.
The Wizards.
The two franchises you just do not want to be sent to.
The Wizards.
The Kings are the Wizards, man.
The Wizards have been terrible, but I actually do think they're making some smart moves.
The Brooklyn Nets are in just a pit of bad right now, too. The Pacers are just hurt.
So that's the biggest name on the move so far. We know last night James Harden got traded from to the Cleveland Cavaliers.
James Harden has played.
Yeah. But those are the two biggest names so far. We'll see if Giannis, of course, that's the big one, whether he gets moved tomorrow.
Him and Ja.
How does the NBA get away with this? How does it work? How does the business model work of any player could be traded at any time? There is no player too big to go somewhere else, too small to go somewhere else. Anybody could be traded. You're all on the table. You could all be sent anywhere. You can all request a trade. And if you request a trade, that means it has to be honored, essentially. It's like, it's fun, but also
at the same time, if you're a fan, it's hard to be loyal to any player. You better be loyal to the team you root for, not the player, because the chance of your player hanging around for 6 years, good luck.
Who's the longest tenured? Lillards of the world, those don't exist anymore.
Steph Curry.
Anthony Davis was part, as we all know, Anthony Davis was part of the Luka trade, and he's gone a year later.
Like, he's got a year. He might have been a Mavs fan. They're like, well, at least I'll have Anthony Davis. I'll buy an Anthony Davis jersey. Hey, a year later, he's gone. He's going to the Wizards.
It's not Anthony Davis's fault. It's Rich Paul's fault. That man runs the sport, and he said, you need to trade Anthony Davis. Like, my client is not playing for you anymore. You need to trade him.
I know, but the agent works for the player, but I hear
I understand that, but that man, it's not his AD.
Yeah.
Rich Paul is. So that was LeBron, same thing.
Big news in the NBA going down here in the last 5 to 10 minutes. Anthony Davis from the Mavericks going to the Washington Wizards, a little over 24 plus hours away from the NBA trade deadline. Up next, though, we know there was a big meeting last night in Olathe, one in Wyandotte County. We'll get you an update on what happened and what it means for tomorrow night's meeting in Wyandotte as regards to the Chiefs Stadium. Plus, Todd Monken said something out loud they probably shouldn't say about an NFL coach.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Buying pants shouldn't take this much effort. Too many options, inconsistent sizing, and styles that don't work across your day. You want something comfortable, sharp, and reliable without guessing, returning, or buying 5 different pairs. That's why there's Jack Archer.
Ah, yes, jackarcher.com simplifies everything with the Jet Setter Tech Pant, one versatile pair designed to take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Easy to wear, easy to style, and easy to shop for. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. They stretch, breathe, and hold their shape, giving you a consistent fit and polished look every time. Backed by thousands of 5-star reviews, they're the dependable pants you'll reach for daily.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
We're a few weeks into the new year, and I want to check in. How are those lifestyle resets going? Maybe you're tightening up your exercise routine, finally learning that new skill, or attempting to eat a bit healthier. We all know that starting the year strong is a lot easier and much more delicious when you have the right fuel. That's where Omaha Steaks come in. Stay satisfied, keep your energy up, and fuel your daily routine with premium portion proteins delivered right to your door. Omaha Steaks have been America's original butcher since 1917. We're talking about 5 generations of uncompromising quality, backed by an unconditional 100% money-back guarantee. Their variety is unmatched. From handcrafted USDA-certified tender steaks to gourmet burgers, seafood, and versatile chicken, every steak is perfectly aged to maximize tenderness and hand-cut by master butchers. Let Omaha Steaks deliver high-quality proteins right to your door. Visit omahasteaks.com and get an extra $35 off with promo code T-BONE at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com. Promo code T-BONE. Terms apply. See site for details.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby. Get with the times.
Right. So we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think...
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.